Netflix. See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Somebody at some point is going to have to go to Tripoli, look Gaddafi in the eyes, and say, Colonel, it's over. Over. You can either get killed here or you can leave and go someplace else. Who would be the best person to go there and give him that blunt message?
Somebody like Colin Powell, somebody that has foreign policy credentials but also has military credentials, somebody that Gaddafi knows is close to President Obama. There's a number of people, but I would put General Powell at the top of the list. And I believe this has to happen because Gaddafi is clinging on to power. His options are very limited. He can either go to Zimbabwe or Venezuela, and he probably is hanging on because he doesn't want to do either.
That's CNN's Wolf Blitzer talking to former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson about Libya. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here is the host for the next hour of a discussion. Talk host Amy Jacobson and John Howell talk to Fox News KT McFarlane about the rumors that Gaddafi is planning to leave.
We're hearing conflicting reports. Is Gaddafi positioning himself right now to step down, or is that just a rumor?
Well, he's not positioning himself to step down. At this point, his people around him, you know, Clan Gaddafi, they've got to be looking to think, well, gee, you know, is the world going to come and intervene? Are we going to lose this to the rebels, even if the world doesn't intervene? And maybe if we just get rid of Gaddafi, we'll be able to stay in power. You know, Libya is unlike a lot of the other countries that you're seeing, whether it's Tunisia, Egypt, et cetera. In Libya, there's no strong alternative to Clan Gaddafi. He's had the military, he's had, it's not very good military, and he's had them play off each other for years so that he's been able to stay in power. And really, he had no succession plan other than to pass his job on to his sons. And he's getting pretty old. So you've got to assume that they're looking around to say, okay, if it's all of us have to go, that's bad. Is there any way we can just throw one of us to the wolves and maybe the rest of us get to stay? I don't think that this is a serious thing on their part. I don't think Gaddafi himself is part of it. But I think the feelers are being put out. And a lot of it is, you know, this is a part of the world where everybody hedges their bets all the time. They change their sides all the time.
It's the bizarre, and it is bizarre.
Yeah.
If Libya splits up into three distinct tribal regions,
mm-hmm.
and we hold, let's say the rebels wind up holding the oil-producing region off to the east, would we then acquiesce and say, okay, Mr. Gaddafi, you're still in power, but off to the west along the Tunisian border, you can sit there and rot?
Well, my guess is that if that were the case, that it wouldn't be a stable situation, that the rebels would want the rest, that Gaddafi, if he's still alive or his clan Gaddafi is still around, they'd want the oil fields. And, you know, maybe the only part that hives off is the southern tribes. But I think that when you focus on Libya, this is going to take a long time. You know, we watched Tunisia, we watched Egypt, we thought, oh, this is how you topple dictators. Think of this as all revolutions are three-act plays. Act number one is get rid of the dictator. Sometimes it's really fast and easy and bloodless, like it was in Egypt. Sometimes it takes a really long time, like I think it will in Libya. Act two is when the reformers, the revolutionaries, the rebels, who had found common cause in getting rid of the dictator, it's their turn to govern in Act Two, and they usually don't do very well because they've never done it before. Their country lacks the institutions to do it, and they fall out amongst themselves. So Act Three is they either get it together,
mm-hmm.
And they have a self-sustaining, self-governing system, or they don't get it together, and then another dictator comes. Usually it's a minority group within the country, extremist, ruthless violence. That's what happened in Iran.
I hear a lot of squawking from politicians and quasi-military
people. That's an unusual thing.
I know. Isn't that something? No fly zone. But those are much more problematic and difficult than just saying, I want no fly zone.
Yeah.
Can you explain how difficult
that
is?
Yeah, a no fly zone isn't just announcing that, okay, nobody fly now. A no fly zone means that the United States would have to bomb the Libyan air defenses, maybe even the Libyan airfields. Then they would have to fly 24/7 aircraft above the Libyan airspace, and Libya's about twice the size of Texas, so it would take a lot of airplanes. And they would have to do it for an indefinite period of time. I think that the whole argument of the no-fly zone is we can't do it. It would be really – we could do it, but we wouldn't want to do it alone. We'd want to do it in concert with other countries, and so far no other countries have stepped up to want to do it. And secondly, even if we could do it, do we want to do it? Do we want to potentially get involved in a third war in the Middle East? Do we want to put a Made in America stamp on what is so far a Made in Libya operation? I don't think it does anybody any good if all these revolutions end up having American influence. I think we have a huge role to play after the dictator has been toppled in helping these countries, you know, pull their act together and be self-governing. But right now, to have the United States militarily involved in a situation where right now we don't need to be militarily involved, I think it's a big mistake.
Coming up, more about Gaddafi and the violence in Libya, and then we're going to look at how the situation there is affecting the price of gasoline as the Talk Radio Countdown program continues.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the warranty guarantee.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with lots of conversation about Libya on Talk Radio and Talk Television this week. Is Gaddafi planning to leave? And if that's the case, do we still get involved? Here's Talk host Bill Carroll with other countries in his focus who might be getting involved in helping establish a no-fly zone.
Britain and France are now drafting a no-fly Libya resolution. This is at the United Nations. I guess they obviously would include help from the United States of America, but it probably looks better politically that it's Britain and France coming up with the resolution than anybody else. But President Obama has, while he's had said all options are on the table, you get the sense from the White House even today that it's not at the top of their list. It might be at the top of their military options, but it's not at the top of their list. John McCain wants to see it. In fact, I agree more with his point of view. I think there is it would be very difficult militarily to enforce a no-fly zone throughout Libya, but I don't know that you have to do that. I think you can go on a case-by-case basis. When you've got a port city, there's an oil city today, for example, that Gaddafi forces are trying to take back from rebels, and they've been using air power to do that. You could, on a day like today, concentrate the no-fly zone around that port to help the rebels. You don't have to wage an all-out war, so it could be strategic, and it could be surgical as much as possible. Does mean lives are being risked. But this is John McCain's view from last week.
If we tell the Libyan pilots that if you fly,
you're putting your life in danger, and sooner or later we're going to shoot you down, it's very likely they're not going to want to fly.
Well, maybe. Although Popular Mechanics today did a military analysis of this as well. And part of the problem is you could shoot down fighter jets probably quite easily, although they will shoot back. But you can find them and you can shoot them down. It's low-flying helicopters that make it the most difficult. But I was thinking back, they don't mention this in Popular Mechanics. If Saddam Hussein had not been given permission to fly helicopters in the northern part of Iraq when the Kurds were in full revolt, he wouldn't have been able to quash that. He wouldn't have been able to fly in manpower the way he did. He wouldn't have been able to use gas on them. So I don't entirely buy the excuse either that you can't stop helicopters. I think you can. Robert Gates, the defense secretary, he kind of gives, I think, a better insight into what Obama's thinking.
The reality is, and people, there's a lot of, frankly, loose talk about some of these military options, and let's just call a spade a spade. A no-fly zone begins with an attack on Libya to destroy the air defenses. That's the way you do a no-fly zone. And then you can fly planes around the country and not worry about our guys being shot down. But that's the way it starts. But it also requires more airplanes than you would find on a single aircraft carrier. So it is a big operation in a big country.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, it starts with a UN resolution. You certainly, the United States doesn't want to go it alone again, not after what happened in Iraq. You don't want to go alone. You start with a UN resolution, and then you have to have backing from countries like France and Britain who will provide military support as well.
In Texas, talk host Mark Caesar, Ed Clemens, and Sam Cox talked about the president's plan to get Gaddafi's supporters to turn on him.
The Washington Post are reporting that President Obama's main strategy now is to get that inner circle to turn on Gaddafi. They don't believe that Gaddafi will resign or step down, so they are working very hard to get people to turn on him. Some of the inner circle are now debating whether Gaddafi should remain in power or give up his power.
I don't believe that for one instant. I really think the people that are close to Gaddafi know that they don't have a chance. They'll be held on war crimes. They'll be tried at the Hague all over the place. Because
they've already had something, at least one that's moved out.
Maybe one, but you know they're shaking in their boots, right? No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody in the Middle East is afraid of the Obama administration one iota.
Well, the Obama administration is sending back-channel signals to this inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
You won't face those war crime trials if you turn in time. It's not too late, in other words, to get on the right side of this thing.
He's not... in other words, we run that, too? We run the Hague? We run all the
war
crimes? You
just said nobody was scared of the U.S. anymore. You said he's not a leader now. He is a leader. No,
he's not a leader. He's
Which
not a leader.
He
can't. He can't make that statement that they will not be held on war crimes.
Well, I think he can because the United States has a big hammer. Of course he can.
Hold him responsible.
The United States can, along with Britain and France and the allies.
Well, why not the other countries? You know, the other countries can hold them responsible.
Well, Ed's got a big point there. The U.S. has a great deal of influence around the world on this matter.
I know he's not as strong as you'd like him to be. He's not as in a lot of times, too, but I think he's on the right track with this.
Here's part of what President Obama had to say.
I want to send a very clear message to those who are around Colonel Gaddafi. It is their choice to make how they operate moving forward, and they will be held accountable for whatever violence continues to take place there.
There was a surprise Sunday night when one of the top officials in the Libyan government went on TV and offered some kind of peace talks with the rebels. The rebels have said, no, we don't trust you. We're not about to fall for that one.
Yeah.
But it was a surprising development in this scenario.
Come into the peace talks, we slaughter you, and then you lose your top leadership on the rebel end of it.
President Obama also is working very hard with NATO allies. They should have something ready by Thursday for NATO to consider when it comes to a no-fly zone and other actions in Libya. Here's more on that from the president.
NATO, as we speak, consulting in Brussels around a wide range of potential options, including potential military options. In response to the violence that continues to take place inside of Libya.
The Arab Council countries are now asking for the no-fly zone. They want the U.S. and other allies to impose one on Libya.
You can find out more about the pros and cons of a no-fly zone, along with all the topics on the countdown, by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown section right on the homepage at DougStephan.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, focusing on talk radio, talk television, left, right. Here, talk host Bruce St. James, Rob Hunter, and Pamela Hughes talking about some of the misconceptions most Americans have about the price of petroleum.
If you strike oil in your backyard, do you know how much the a barrel of oil in your backyard is worth? $104 a barrel. Mm-hmm. The exact same price as a barrel of oil in Saudi Arabia. The price is a world price. The fact that you, the United States of America, where do we get the majority of our petroleum from, our oil from? Do you know?
Canada. Then Mexico.
Alaska. Mexico. Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Then Saudi Arabia.
Because we're close to there, surprisingly enough, and it is cheaper to, via pipeline, via ship, via truck, get it into the United States. It is expensive to load up a football field-sized tanker and drive it halfway across the world. Where does the majority of oil in the Middle East go? Europe and Asia. That's where the majority of that oil goes. Why is the price going up? Things are unstable in the Middle East. And it's driving up speculation on the price of barrels of oil. So, in other words, the price of the oil coming out of the ground in Alaska today is worth more because the Middle East is having trouble. And it makes no difference which hole it comes bubbling out of. The price is the price. Is the price.
And it's all because it's speculative? Is that why?
That's why the price is jumping around. That's why it goes up and down, is based on speculation as well as supply and demand, the combination of the two. But this idea that, well, if only we could drill for more oil in Texas, gas would be $1.50 a gallon. Horse hockey. If you, Pamela Hughes, struck oil in your backyard, would you sell your barrel of oil for $20 today just because you... No! You'd sell it for $104.
Absolutely.
Why? That's what the other guy's selling it for. Why would I sell mine for a nickel less? That's where the fallacy of the argument comes in. Do I think we should drill for more oil around in the United States and offshore? Sure I do. Why? I think it's just in our best national interest. Will it have any effect whatsoever on the price of gas? None.
Talk host Gary Allen here with an economic overview. Analyst Rayola Doler about how high we can expect the price of gas to go.
Tell us, where are we going with oil? Everybody wants to know just how bad this thing's going to get before it gets better.
Oh, gee, I don't know that anybody really has a crystal ball in terms of what's going to happen in the Middle East and how that will unfold and where these prices are finally going to taper off moving forward. It's really, really hard to tell. Right now, the world does still have plenty of supplies, even though Libya accounts for about 2% of the total out there. And all reports are about half of their production is off the market now. And there is some scrambling to make up for that. But their spare capacity is estimated to be around 5 million barrels a day, and then maybe about 1 million off the market. So there is enough crude. We have a lot of supplies here in the United States, but I think there's an awful lot of angst in the buyers and sellers out there worried about the future supply. What's that going to look like? So they're bidding up prices now, buying the crude now, on the worry that there'll be less in the future. But right now, we still have the supplies, but everybody's paying higher prices, not just the United States, but around the world. This affects every citizen on the globe.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the speculators just really going crazy, as you mentioned, because of the whole situation in Libya. And then the other big target, there's a protest this Friday in Saudi Arabia. So that's the big one, isn't it?
Well, that would be the one that would really unnerve the market, because the Saudis, as a matter of fact, are the ones who stepped up and are trying to make up for the shortfall from Libya. And they, you know, it is in their best interest to see a stable market, a price that's not too high. The last time we saw prices approaching what they're approaching today, they took a big nosedive and the world went into a recession, and I don't think anybody wants to see that happen.
Now, your turn on the radio. You think we ought to have a no-fly zone? 800-510-8255. Your call's coming up when the Talk Radio Countdown show moves along.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed biofriendly, money saving way to clean your septic system.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think it'd be a great big mistake to open those oil reserves. For one thing, there's not enough there to make a long-term dent in our problem. We're gluttons when it comes to consuming energy. And that will just satisfy somebody politically for a short period of time. But it won't do any long-term advantage to our energy supply.
Energy, energy, energy. And where we go from here, 800-510-8255. Ted, you're next on the countdown.
How long are we going to put up with this yo-yo mentality of oil problems, of gas problems, and high prices? You know, I think it's the responsibility of every person. I drive a Corolla Toyota, gets 35 miles to the gallon. I think it's the responsibility of every American to have in the household at least one car that's going to get 35 or better miles per gallon. There are cars out there that do wonderfully well without having hybrid and without having to pay the high prices for the hybrid cars. Yesterday I was in a Chevy Volt at an auto show, and you know, there's a Nissan Leaf car out now that's electric. Again, it's time for every American to take responsibility and get a smaller car than the ones that they're driving, and also to put pressure on our elected officials to push forward with the development of the technology for electric cars, so that we can plug in when we're just like a cell phone. You go home, you recharge your phone. The Nissan Leaf gets 100 miles per the charge, and if we develop that technology and everybody goes for it, we'll be a lot better off.
800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Ted thinks it's time Americans took responsibility and bought more energy-efficient cars. That's part of it, I suppose. Yep. But we have other things, much more work to do, don't you think? Don't you think? It is ridiculous what the earlier gentleman said, the same stuff over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. In our lifetime, this has happened 3, 4, 5 times. Nate in Tallahassee, you're next up with a thought on the president and what he ought to do or not to do.
I have a couple of points to make.
First of all, he should not open the reserves strictly for one reason. The fundamentals are not there. There's not a supply and demand issue. It's only a speculation issue by commodity brokers and derivative brokers in Chicago and in New York. That's number one. Number two, another reason is because our governor down here didn't bother to push for the high-speed rail. If you have mixed with the electric cars with high-speed rail, you can begin to move it to a new century and a new era and develop new technologies that would actually eliminate this need for this yo-yo process of going up and down. And if you remember back when Mr. Clinton had this same crisis, by opening the reserves, it did not have a significant impact on the price of fuel.
800-510-8255. Denison, Maryland, listening to the Big Talker 1580.
I think he should do it definitely, even if it's on a temporary basis. Because what people don't realize is that that oil just doesn't go to gasoline and diesel fuel. Until the situation in the Middle East, and especially Libya, is brought under control, for lack of a better word, we're going to have to release some oil because the economy is shaky now, but it's recovering. And if we have a problem, if consumers have a problem, we drive up to our local gasoline stations and get this sticker shock of $4.20 a gallon. I mean, that's going to, like I said, that's going to send a ripple effect throughout the economy because petroleum products are used in everything, just about everything we do now has an effect. I mean, airline prices, we're just seeing this very morning, they're charging, they're going up on their rates. That's going to stop travel for the spring and summer and that kind of thing. So basically, yes, he should open up the reserves for short term until the Middle East is calmed down. We don't know what's going to happen in Saudi Arabia. They're sitting in a precarious situation. They don't know if they may have an uprising.
It's amazing how we are this asleep here in this country. Asleep, asleep, asleep. Protests in the street demanding things, drill here, drill now, all that stuff can be done. If there's the government's doing what it's supposed to do, and then there wouldn't have been the BP situation that was in existence last summer, and we'd be drilling safely offshore, onshore, wherever there's oil. Here's a talkhost named Lou Pate with a focus on these rising gas prices and what is fact and what is fiction.
If you've noticed, gas prices are going up through the roof. Why? Why are gas prices going up through the roof? Oh, there's unrest in the Middle East, and the latest being Libya, the previous one being Egypt. And I want to tell you this, folks. This isn't about being Republican. This isn't about being Democrat. This is about being ripped off. Okay, nobody likes to be ripped off, and you're being ripped off. Libya provides 2% of the world's oil, 2% of the world's oil. You got that? Can I say it again? 2% of the world's oil comes out of Libya. All right? And gas prices now are skyrocketing. You know, one day last week it went up 8 or 9%. We're looking on average about $4 a gallon around the nation. By me, it's $3.59 I paid this morning. Crazy, insane. Why? 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 It takes about, you know, 6 to 8 weeks or so, give or take, for gas to get from the ground to the pump on the corner. And why is it going up? The unrest in Libya is, you know, shouldn't be affecting gas prices, but they are taking advantage. Everybody on every different level of the oil industry is complicit in taking advantage, and they're ripping you off. And our government in Washington, D.C. is supposed to help us, but what are they doing? Nothing. You are being price gouged. Price gouging is illegal from the highest level to the lowest level. Everybody's doing it, and it is illegal. And who is helping you? If there was a Republican in office, if George W. Bush had been in office right now, you'd be saying he takes care of his, well, the left would be saying he's taking care of his cronies in the oil industry. That's what they would be saying, right? Who's Obama taking care of? I didn't hear you complaining when Obama was taking care
of his union cronies in the education department. I didn't hear you complaining when Obama backed the anti-democracy movement in Wisconsin. Didn't hear that. So what is going on? How come our president, how come the leadership in D.C. is not stepping forward to do something about this? And here's a dirty little secret that nobody wants to talk about, but I, Lupe, will bring it up to you and, of course, talk with you about it here on 850 KOA. We have our own oil, folks. We don't need to rely on the Middle East. We have numerous deposits of oil off the coasts of Florida. We have numerous deposits of oil in the Gulf, as we know, which right now are not being pulled out of the ground. We have numerous deposits of oil off the California coast, up and down the West Coast, actually, and we're not going to get it. I will not even touch on ANWR up there in the Alaska Wildlife Preserve. So much oil up there. And if we had been for the last 30 years, as we should, been taking our own oil, we wouldn't be having this conversation. We'd be paying 29 cents a gallon like they do sometimes in Venezuela. But no, because of environmentalists and because of inaction in D.C. and because of collusion with big oil and whoever's in the White House, we're getting reamed.
Man, do I agree with that guy. 100%. How about you? 800-510-8255. The only exception I would take to what he said is it actually takes about 4 months for the oil to get out of the ground, to get into some sort of shipping container or pipeline, to get to the refineries, and then get processed, hauled to, sometimes put into tanks, and then hauled to the service station. So it can take as long as 7 months for some, depending on where it comes from. 4 months is the average. So they're charging you now for oil that they're not even going to pay for. Same thing with the airlines. This is all a big effing ripoff. It is unbelievable. And we're sitting here taking it. And we do. We're complicit in this because every time it's been going on for 40 years and nobody has done anything about it. The religious back and forth screwing the American public takes from those interested in the Middle East, and I tell you, it all started with Cheney and Rumsfeld and their pals in the Middle East that now we are at war with. They're all in this. They've all laughed as they've gone to the bank, and you've been screwed 87 times from every which way but out. 800-510-8255. More on this as we continue here in the countdown at 16 before the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from Info Group, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling.
Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Member Michelle Bowman on the Sam's Club E-Values Savings Celebration.
E-Values lets me sample extra savings on top of the values I already get at Sam's Club.
March 9th through 13th, try E-Values, the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year, like $150 off select HP notebooks, $50 off select Serta mattresses,
even $1 off fresh strawberries,
and much more. Not a member? Join now and sample E-Values. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Here's another host worth listening to, Tony Cruz, talking to an economist from the American Petroleum Institute on how it seems big oil taking advantage of us.
You know, it seems like gas and oil companies grease the wheels a little bit to get that momentum towards raising prices. I'll give you a perfect example. Long before Libya, long before Egypt, long before all this revolution was going on, we already heard that gas could go up to $4 a gallon by the spring. Meanwhile, at that time, we were paying in the neighborhood of $2.76 and $2.92. We were going, oh, no, you know, what's going on? So sometimes it seems like this revolution thing seems like a good way for you guys to make the jack, so to speak. Kind
well,
of grease the wheel.
You know, I can understand how folks might feel that way. But the truth is that we're in a global marketplace, and oil companies can't determine the price of oil. They can only accept the price. And they don't actually make that price. So it's all of the buyers and sellers in that world market. And when you have political instability in that market, especially in the Middle East, such an important source of supply, what happens is the buyers and sellers start bidding the price up to secure that future supply that they're worried will not be there. So, and when we pull up at the pump, most of what we're paying at the pump really is the price of crude oil. And right now, at $97, $98 a barrel, you're paying well over $2.30 per gallon just for the crude. And then, you know, depending on where you are, for example, in Kentucky, you pay about 41 cents a gallon for taxes, excise taxes. And the other 52 cents goes to refining, marketing, and the retailers. So that's the formula, and the price is whatever the world market says. So as those prices at the pump move, they really mirror what's happening in that world market.
All right, forgive my skepticism, but if it's 230, a lot of that, isn't that based on speculation in future markets? In other words, other guys that are trying to hedge their bets and make money off of this thing?
No, that's just the value. That is what the world says the value is, and there are a lot of things that go into that, not just the political instability we're seeing right now. It includes the demand, the economic growth we're seeing. It will include what's going on with the weather, inventories, exchange rates, and the spare capacity in the world. And since it is a global commodity, it depends on demand from all over the world, from China, from India, from the United States, Europe, wherever you are, and how much supply. So when you're looking at how fast can we ramp up supply, how fast is demand taking off, we have seen prices come down since 2008 because of the global recession. We are now seeing economic growth begin to pick up. And on top of that, we're seeing this political instability right in the heart of the Middle East.
Okay.
And so for us, this instability really underscores the critical importance of policy that's going to support domestic development, support partnering with our neighbor in Canada. We still have a lot of potential, and we need to actually have policy that will support us being able to produce more here at home.
All right, ma'am, and all right to Tony Cruz. Yes, 800-510-8255. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of what's going on in talk radio and talk television. We monitor some 40-odd stations around the country every day and through the night and take excerpts from a lot of the programs that are making the points that you need to hear. And then You certainly would not be privy to them if it weren't for being able to listen to this. Then you can exercise your own freedom of speech, your right to express, at 800-510-TALK. 51 after on the countdown.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
The guarantee.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview on Middle East policy. The headline reads, Obama seeks a new policy on Middle East. How about Obama seeks a new policy on oil? Your money is being gobbled up. Surging oil, the newest test for the economy. If you're in a business that is dependent on fuel, I am. Well, we all are. We're all dependent. Our lives are dependent. We're all, every one of us, are wrapped around this issue more than probably anything else other than the quality of the air we breathe. This is a very delicate touch, and we keep screwing up this whole thing. It is amazing that people are as flaky on this as they are. It is just more than one can imagine. We keep screaming to fix it, and you have this interest and that interest that's being served, and your interests are not being served. Believe me, nobody's interests here are being served except big oil and the big corporations that and the speculators on commodities. They're the ones that are winning. You're losing, and you keep taking it. Sam in Lexington, Kentucky, you're up next on the countdown. Good morning.
Morning, Doug. Each president in Congress in the past, ever since the Carter administration, probably had their reasons for not doing about drilling on more at home here.
Yeah.
I wonder what Obama
do any of the reasons that you know of make sense to you?
I really don't know of any reasons. I guess what I'm more interested in now is the current, why Obama is pushing this new technology that's going to take enormous amounts of money in 30 years in the future to develop to any kind of usable form. Also, with his attitude towards the health care plan and pushing trillions of dollars of debt down our throats, he has this I don't care attitude. So my, if you want to call it conspiracy theory.
Well, let me interrupt you for a second.
Yeah.
Unless he's completely daft and doesn't want to get reelected, as the price of gasoline goes up, his chances of being reelected go down. So if he doesn't do so, maybe he's sort of hedging his bets, if you'll pardon the pun, and he's trying to wait till the last possible moment to do something. But at $4 or more a gallon, he's dead as my old father used to say, Kelsey's you know what. he's not going any place.
Well, you know, that could be a possibility. The other possibility is maybe he's waiting for things to go to hell so he can nationalize the oil companies and the gas companies in the United States.
That is a conspiracy theory. What point do we say no and we stop putting up with all of this stuff? At what point do you go to the street, Sam? At what point do you and your family and your friends start demonstrating if they can do it in Egypt and Libya and they do it in Wisconsin and Ohio and Indiana, why can't you do it in Kentucky? At what point do we say enough already? We have peaceful but loud demonstrations that change the way it works. We've become complacent, complicit. We're too many McDonald's hamburgers, sit there on our big butts and don't do anything and watch the world as it goes by, or spend all of our time wondering if Charlie Sheen is going to jump off of a cliff. Like that made a big difference in our lives. Yeah.
$5 a gallon, you're not going to have any more hot dogs and hamburgers.
No. Yeah. Well,
that's what'll happen. That's what'll happen.
All right, Sam. 800-510-8255. What do you think, as we have time here? Richard in Atlanta, I believe you are next.
We import 1 million barrels of oil a day from Saudi Arabia. So that's in danger. I have a different look at this. I think that there should be some strategic plan put on the table that taps the oil reserve and averages the cost of gasoline at, say, $2 or $2.50 a gallon for the next 5 years. And then during that 5 years, we need to build refineries. We need to drill in Alaska and the federal lands. And at the end of the 5 years, we should have energy independence and not depend on people like Hugo Chavez in Venezuela for oil.
Yeah, we've fallen into an unbelievable hole here. Everything's going south. It's amazing. It's not funny, but it is, I guess, part of the human condition. Let's finish this off with Thomas, who's in North Carolina, with his thoughts. Go ahead, Thomas.
I'm not sure on the timeline when it should be, but I think a portion of it should be, so that way maybe it'll help to adjust the oil prices back to a more reasonable price. There's a combination of different things altogether, because that by itself won't take care of, or, you know, for a long-term solution. But it's a combination solution, really, for a possible long-term answer to our oil problems.
A lot of people wonder how much oil the Chinese have under the ground in China, around the coast of China. That's a question I don't think anybody's asked or answered yet. Good question. Let's see if we can get an answer to it this week. I'm Doug Steffen. The countdown at 59.